Stand by for the Terry Saul Show. 5, roll tape. 4, cue Terry. 3, bring audio up. 2, stand by. 1, play intro.
Stay tuned for the Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM and 1220 AM, KSLM. Today's show is being brought to you by the Lule Group, featuring Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Homes, and Teresa Lule's State Farm Insurance.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station. We are KSLM AM and FM. I am your host, and I'm so glad that you joined us this morning. Today's special guest is an 18-year-old singer-songwriter. Her name is Presley Tennant. Good morning, Presley.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm doing okay for an old man. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, staying busy, staying healthy during these times.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird time. I imagine for a singer, this is a really bizarre time because you can't really get out there and perform like you're used to. Is that right?
I will say that is definitely true. We've had to kind of make shift with everything. So I've done a bunch of different virtual concerts and like live streams and stuff like that, which is definitely adjustment from what it was before, from performing all the time to not being able to perform at all in front of a live audience. I mean, it also is kind of like a blessing in disguise as a musician because now I get to do the whole back end work. And then as soon as things are available to come back and like everyone can be out in person and safe and healthy distance away from everybody, then we can kind of start getting back to shows and I pick up right where I left off.
Sure. Let's talk a little bit about your upbringing and where you came from. You're 18 years old. How long have you been singing?
I've been singing since I was 7, so 11 years now.
Yeah.
I never thought this is like where I thought I was going to go, but I'm so grateful for it. And I mean, I grew up playing soccer and then I was introduced to this girl group because it sounds really funny, but I used to love to yell when I was younger. I just had like a loud voice.
I'm married to a person that likes to do that too. she loves to yell. Okay. Now she's listening right now. I'm in trouble, but oh well. So where do you live now? Where do you call home?
I live in Northrop, California, a small little horse town. Streets are painted red, white, and blue. I absolutely love it here. It's my favorite place.
Where is that? I'm from California. I don't know that area. Where is it?
Probably like 25 minutes outside of Anaheim.
Okay, so down south.
Yeah.
Okay, and do you do a lot of work in L.A. since you're fairly close there, or do you head back east?
I do a little bit. I used to be out in L.A. all the time, but I keep finding myself making my way to Nashville, and so I'm out there probably like almost once a month, just going out there to write and record. Just because the lifestyle and the musicians out there are so different from the ones out here in L.A. The opportunities are, it doesn't seem like they'd be much different, but you could tell the difference once you're in and out of the L.A. scene versus the Nashville scene.
Yeah, been to Nashville a couple of times. I have a brother that lives outside of Nashville, and what a beautiful city it is. Don't you just fall in love with that town?
My heart is with Nashville, I will say. Wanting to move out there as soon as possible. So I can kind of get things going out there. But, I love my trips out there. It is a beautiful town and all the surrounding cities. And everyone is so nice out there. It's incredible.
Now, are you traveling much with this COVID issue going on?
A little bit. I mean, my main travels are to Nashville. And I'm out there probably like once a month. Maybe a little more, maybe a little less. Just kind of depends on that time. Other than that, just...
So how are you doing it with the COVID? I mean, I haven't been on a plane since this COVID thing kicked in. So are you being masked the whole time that you're on the plane, or how's it going?
Oh, yeah, masks all the way. I will say that flights are pretty cheap, I will say. It's so nice. And then everything is, like, social distance, so it's nice. We all get to kind of, like, have our own seats and everything.
Well, that works nice.
Away from others.
Yeah. When did you start realizing that, you know what, I've got a voice? I've heard a couple of your songs. Your manager, Paula, sent me out a couple of songs there, and we're going to talk about one of them in a little bit here. But when did you realize, you know what, I got a pretty doggone good voice. I can do this.
Well, thank you. I started in a girl group when I was actually very young, and I completely fell in love with
I got news for you, Presley. Street. You're still very, very young.
I feel I am very young, but I feel like I'm very much an old soul and told that I'm way too mature to be my age. And I'm like, well, believe it or not, you got to take it. But
So you started out with a girl group?
Yeah, when I was 10 years 10 to 13, and I completely fell in love with performing and being on stage. I mean, I thought I was going to be playing soccer for the rest of my life. As soon as I kind of took that switch into music, I, like, made the decision to quit soccer, completely step forward into the whole entertainment industry and music industry, knew that this is where I want to be.
Now, do you just sing? Do you play an instrument?
I play a little bit of guitar and piano, not too much, but enough to get me by to write and get my ideas out there, so I'm not, like, just lost with just spreading lyrics and melodies from my voice and things like that. But wish I knew a little bit more. Definitely still learning, but yeah.
You know, I do stand-up comedy on the side here. I know that even at my advanced age, I'm still learning every day. You're still learning, and you'll probably feel the same way, that every day you're going to learn. And every time you go into Nashville, you're going to learn something new.
100%. I mean, that's, like, the one thing that everyone's kind of told me is, like, don't stop being a sponge, because you can always better yourself.
Yeah.
And, like, get better and learn different things from so many different people. And so that's one thing that I've always taken in from everybody.
You started out playing country. Is that right?
I did, technically. I mean, I grew up in this small little town, and everyone is, like, rides horses to go get, like, Starbucks and Chick-fil-A and things like that. I mean, you see horses everywhere.
Ride a horse to go to Starbucks. That's a new one on me.
We have different things everywhere. Like, there's one side of town where the streets are literally painted red, white, and blue. There's cowboys everywhere and cowboy hats. It's amazing. I love it.
Yeah.
So I definitely started out there, but once I was in the girl group, I transitioned into pop and kind of stuck with that for a while until I was on The Voice.
Yeah.
And as soon as I came off The Voice, I kind of did, like, a little bit of soul searching and really found myself leaning back into, like, my home sound, which is country. And I couldn't be happier. I feel like this is exactly where I'm supposed to be.
Right. Well, since you brought it up, we'll go ahead and get into it. I was going to talk a little bit later on, but let's do it now. Let's talk about The Voice. How did that come about?
The Voice was, I will say, the most incredible experience. I am so grateful for it. I learned so much, and I was with some of the best musicians in the world playing with them, as well as being around so many different talented musicians, just as, like, the artists and the singers.
Were you intimidated?
So, I mean, yes and no. I mean, obviously I'm still young, but I was 16 at the time, so I didn't have as much experience as I do now, even within those 2 years. But I went into the show kind of just with an open mind and saying that, like, this is just going to be fun. Like, I don't want to expect too much, but I'm going to work my butt off and get to where I want to be. But I don't know. I was just kind of taking everything in. I saw a lot of people were either, like, this is, like, the do or die moment. And I was just like, I'm here for a good time.
Sure, sure. So take me through the process of getting on The Voice. Obviously, you have to submit some type of an application or a video. How does it work?
So I basically have to go and audition. And there's so many different rounds of auditions that you go through. And so there's, like, casting calls and private auditions and executives. And then there's, like, your blind audition. So we all had to go through that process. And once we got to the blind audition, there was very many artists, I will say. I can't think of the number off my head, but there was a lot more than I was thinking of. And we all kind of just auditioned before the judges, and then people made teams, and some people didn't. And as soon as the teams filled up, like, we were all moving on to the next round. And so it was a crazy process, I will say, because I didn't think that there was anything really like that.
How long did you last on The Voice?
I lasted top 24,
okay,
and that's when I was off the show, and they brought me back out for the finale to perform one last time, okay. So that was an incredible memory.
So how long are they taping that? I mean, from start to finish, how long were you actually tied up with that?
I would say it was a pretty long process. I mean, I started filming, I want to say, like, October, and we didn't end until May.
Really?
But it was a lot of, like, sit and wait type of thing.
Yeah.
So it's like we'd film one round, and then we'd have to come back and we'd film, like, another round, and then we'd go to live shows. And then that was a whole process on its own. The difference between tapings and live shows were so different. But
Why is that?
Just because for live shows, you have only, like, a week to prepare for each different round. So, and then you have wardrobe, and then you have, I mean, I was in school, so I had hours of school every single day as well. And then we'd go to rehearsals, and then we'd go to stage rehearsals. And then we'd go to, like, our coaching sessions with our coaches and things like that, versus you have, like, a whole couple weeks to prepare for one round for the first couple, like, blind auditions, battles, cross battles. at least for my season, that's what it was. And then we went to live shows, so then it was like, throw all that out the window, and now we're shoving it into like a one-week time block instead of like 3-4 weeks.
Right. You said you had to continue with your schooling. Do they supply you with a tutor, or are you on your own for that?
We had a set teacher there, but everything was like our school's curriculum from our hometown, wherever we went. And so I was very fortunate to go to a performing arts school at Riverside, which is close to my hometown, little ways away. They were incredible to me, and they really, I will say, mended with my schedule, and because they were so supportive with everything that I was doing.
Are you being paid at all during this when you're on The Voice?
Yeah. Just, I mean, nothing too crazy, but just enough for us to keep going, as well as a little bit more, but super grateful for that.
How about you said costumes and wardrobe? I mean, do they supply that for you, or are you on your own to bring whatever you got?
I came in with like my clothes, and I know they kind of asked just for certain things, but as like for our interview, so we have stuff that's like represents who we are outside of just being the artist, so we can kind of still keep that the real factor of like, this is who we are. But on stage, I know some people are so different from when they are like off stage. And so they supplied us with costumes, but we were able to put our input a lot. And they really listened to us and, like, our styles and, like, who we are as artists. So that was really nice to have.
You hear a lot about American Idol, and it's like, it's almost like a cattle call where they just, did you feel that way, or did they pretty much take good care of you on The Voice?
Oh, they took phenomenal care of us. I mean, we were all put in a hotel, and it was like, we had jam sessions every single night. Everyone was so nice, and everyone really got along, which I absolutely loved.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like one big family. It was the most like liberating feeling, knowing that you're around people who love the art that you do as much as you do.
When you got out there and you start to work on television and you start to deal with the judges, was that a little bit intimidating?
Oh, I will say, the whole process up to my actual blind audition, I wasn't nervous, but I also really wasn't thinking about, like, oh, this is, like, real life. Like, this could, like, actually happen or, like, may not. But as soon as, like, the doors opened for me to walk on stage, I started walking, and I felt like my knees, like, try to, like, buckle up. And I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
This is not
a good feeling.
Do you ever get nervous before you go out on stage?
Not anymore. I will say, I mean, I probably will once we start going back to live shows again because it's been a while, but I don't know, being on stage is like where I feel the most comfortable, and so it's just so comforting, and I feel like that's like my home.
Yeah. When I do my stand-up comedy, I've had the opportunity of opening for several people in Las Vegas as well, and I know that when I'm usually standing backstage, I'm pretty nervous until I walk out there and I get that first laugh. Once you get that first laugh, then I thought, okay, I could probably fake my way through the rest of this.
I mean, that's how it was like with my blind audition. As soon as like Kelly turned around, she turned around fairly quickly, it was like a sense of like relief, like, oh, okay, like now I can relax and I can just kind of like sit in the moment and appreciate this.
Yeah. Don't you find that a lot of people are probably that are out there competing are taking it a little bit too serious? Like you said earlier, it's do or die. Go out there and just have fun. Is that what you...
I feel like that was my mentality for it. I know that's what a lot of people's other mentality is for it as well. I mean, the whole thing is, I would say, everyone wants to win. That
sure.
is a number one, I feel like. But it also, you can't go through the whole process without having fun. Otherwise, you aren't going to enjoy any bit of it looking back at it.
And you had the support of your family?
Oh, yeah. They were absolutely incredible. I had my mom by my side every step of the way. she was right there. My dad, he worked, so he had to stay home, and he had to obviously take care of like my cousin, who's like my sister, who lives with us, and things like that. And so, but I FaceTime them all the time, and we talk to them all the time. So it was nice to like have the familiarity of them, and knowing that they're 100% supporting me every step of the way.
Right. Presley, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with today's special guest, Presley Tennant. You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM. We are KSLM. Back in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting warmed up. Hey, this is Terry Saul, Saltissimo. Are you in the market for a new car? Well, if so, I encourage you to do what I do. Head down to Lule's Car Connection. Lule's has been selling quality vehicles for over 30 years. Lule's brokers any new vehicle selling within dealer invoice. Hey, check this out. Lule's has financing with most major lenders and credit unions. So do what I do. Stop by Lule's Car Connection, located at 2055 Mission Street in Salem, and tell them Saltissimo sent you. Lule's Car Connection.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM, brought to you today by the Lule Group.
We're back in 5, 4, Q-Terry, 2, 1, you're on.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM, brought to you today by the Lule Group.
Welcome back to The Terry Saul Weekend Show. We are talking with Presley Tennant, who is a 18-year-old performer. She lives between Nashville and L.A. area. And when you're going to Nashville, do you go by yourself or do you take along family members? 18 years old, what do you do?
Normally my mom comes with me, but I think the next couple of trips I'm heading out there by myself because my brother lives out there.
Okay, so that's who you'll stay with?
Yeah.
And they'll stay with your brother?
Yep.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about your music there. You do a song, and we're going to play it a little bit later here. It is my favorite song in the world, and when your manager, Paula, called up and says, hey, you got to listen to the song, I go, yeah, okay, I'll hear it. And then she started laughing. I go, what's so funny? And she goes, I know what song this is, and you're going to fall in love with it. And as soon as I heard it, it's Hallelujah. And that is, I've loved that song for 100 years. It's just an incredible song, and we're going to play here in a couple of minutes there, your version of it. Was that a hard song to learn, or is it a fun song to do, or tell me about that song.
I will say it was actually fairly hard. I mean, everyone kind of knows Hallelujah, and so I feel like that's like where the pressure really comes. I mean, I did a Christmas version, and so this one kind of tells the story of like how Christmas came to be, I guess. And so it's kind of nerve-wracking, I will say, in that sense of like you don't want to mess this up, or like you don't want to do it like an injustice, because everyone knows and appreciates the song so much. So there's definitely a little bit of pressure there. So I hope I did it justice.
Well, we're about to find out, and if not, I'll let you know. When I heard it the other day when Paula sent it over to me, I thought, man, this is incredible. What a voice you have. I don't ever think I've heard anybody except myself do that song bad. I mean, I can't hold a note to begin and save my life here. And if I did that song, I'd really tear it apart. But you sounded so good and you sounded so natural. It didn't look like you were really trying to hit any notes that you couldn't get. And I mean, you were just so confident in what you were doing. It sounded great.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
Other than Hallelujah, she also sent me over, and we'll play this one a little bit later on in our show too, is How Great Thou Art. That's a powerful song.
That one I actually just released, I mean, a couple days ago.
Uh-huh.
And so I did a little video on that, and that just came out, and I'm super happy, and I'm super excited for people to see it. It's been a little, not like a work in progress, but like a work in progress, just trying to make sure that it's like perfect and just the way that I want it.
How do you pick your songs? Do you just sit there and think, I like this song, I think I'll do it?
It kind of just depends. I mean, sometimes I'm like, I hear a song and I'm like, I want to cover that. Or there's other ones where I'm just like, just come across the song and I'm like, oh, like that's really cool. Like I'll just learn that real quick and then I'll try it out. And that's just how it goes. And not too much thought behind it. Or there's like the ones where I'm like super like in depth and want to make sure that like everything's like nitpicky perfect.
Are you a perfectionist? Are you a
Yeah. It's, but I will say it's like my strength and my weakness at the same time.
Why is that?
Because I will do everything over. Like, if I'm in the studio, I will do it over nonstop. Like, nonstop at all. And producers either love me or hate me because I get the product every time, but it's just going to take a little bit to get there. If, like, one little word is off, or, like, I have, like, a little, like, certain thing, like a little inflection in my voice, I'm like, I don't like that. We got to do that again.
Mm-hmm.
Over and over again.
And that's probably a good thing, too, don't you think? Because you want it to sound the way you feel comfortable with it sounding.
Yeah, but also at the same time, I know we're all human, and so, like, certain things make you sound more human. So, like, maybe there is that little thing that you have, like, a little flub in it or something like that. You want to keep those things because those are, like, the moments where it shows that, like, we all are human.
Yeah. You've had the opportunity to work with a lot of professional entertainers. Who's out there? Drop some names. Who have you worked with?
I mean, obviously, Kelly Clarkson I worked with very closely on The Voice, and then she invited me to her show in Vegas and had me sing her song with her, Because of You.
Well, that must have been a thrill.
Oh, that was the most incredible experience. It was also my 17th birthday, and so she brought me out a cake and sang me happy birthday on stage. It was the most surreal feeling because I've looked up to Kelly since I started singing. I would say she has been one of my main inspirations and still is. And I'm so grateful for everything that woman has done for me and has taught me. So
now let me ask you: you're sitting backstage. Which casino was it in Vegas?
It was the Venetian.
Okay, You're sitting backstage there at the Venetian there. You know you're going to go out there and sing. She's doing her thing. And are you sitting there going, oh, no, 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 no. I want to go home. I don't want to do this. I mean, were the nerves getting to you?
I would say not really. I was just so excited because I was like, this is like, I mean, obviously, I don't want to mess it up. It's a very hard song. And with like the key change and everything, it's a lot to think about all in that moment. But as soon as I got out there and I was singing with her, it was the most incredible feeling. And it was so... It was such like a warm feeling and knowing that everyone there is like, obviously, I mean, the concert too was a benefit concert as well. So it was so nice that everyone was there for such a great cause. I don't know. The energy just felt even more like uplifting.
When you're working with a performer like Kelly Clarkson, isn't it a great feeling to know that she actually believes in you and believes in what you're doing?
It is the most incredible thing ever because, I mean, her song, Because of You, I used to sing that like all the little talent shows in my house when I was around my house when I was around 10 years old. And she was my first concert ever. I used to sing her song, Because of You. And wow, why can't I think of it right now? Stronger on like, just like a little American Idol game on like the PS, like something like some PlayStation that we used to have. And like when I was like six. And so that was definitely like a surreal moment because I looked up to her since I could remember whenever I started singing.
Do you stay in contact with her now?
Not very often. I'll text her a little bit, but she's also an incredibly busy woman. She still has her talk show, and she's doing The Voice as well as so many different things on the back end.
Yeah. When are you going to be on the talk show?
Oh, hey. We're working on it.
Where you're in studio now in Southern California right now, and what are you working on?
I mean, obviously the holidays are coming up, but I'm going back out to Nashville.
When are you going back to Nashville?
I'm going out right in the beginning of January.
Okay.
Right after the new year, and I am working on an album right now. I had a bunch of songs finished, and then I'm going out there writing and recording a few more with some incredible artists and producers, which I am super excited for, and some of the best musicians are tracking on the songs, which is such an incredible feeling, getting to have, like, all these, like, legendary people be on my song, and, like, I get to have their name, like, being like, oh, they played for this song and this song and this song, so super excited. And I'm super excited for everyone to hear this final product. Okay.
We need to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more with Presley Tennant, and she's going to be singing for us. We'll do that in just a moment. Stick around. You're listening to Terry Saul Show on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM. We are Salem's original radio station, KSLM AM and FM. Back in a moment.
Hey, this is Terry Saul, Saltissimo. You know, when it comes time to move into a new home, it's time to consider Don Lule Homes. The Lule difference is simply setting the bar for quality service in Salem. Find out today about custom-built new home. Don Lule Homes offers open floor plans, quality craftsmanship, and over 50 years of excellent experience in new construction. Beautiful homes are coming soon. Call today and ask for Erica at 503-428-6992. Don Lule Homes.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM. Brought to you today by The Lule Group.
And like a good
shopping for car insurance? Get the very best coverage with State Farm agent Teresa Lule in Salem. State Farm keeps you and your family covered with great auto insurance that's also a great value. Visit online at teresalule.com or on Facebook. Better yet, stop in the offices at 890 Commercial Street Southeast in Salem or call 503-378-1100.
Back in 5, 4, Q Terry, 2, 1, you're on.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM. Brought to you today by The Lule Group.
Welcome back. This is the Terry Saul Weekend Show on Salem's original station, 104.3 FM, 1220 AM. We are KSLM, AM and FM. I am your host, and today we are talking with Presley Tennant. She's 18 years old. She travels between L.A. and Nashville, and she is a one heck of a singer. Presley, you're also doing a show called the SOS Tour. Tell me a little bit about that. This is an incredible tour that I think people need to know about.
So the SOS Foundation is an incredible foundation that was created to help at-risk youth who are going through different mental adversities, so peer pressure, bullying, cyberbullying, substance abuse, depression, anxiety, anything that you can really think of that someone may be going through. We are the outlet that was created for them to reach out and to let them know that they aren't alone. We want to hear their stories, and we want to let them know that they have a voice and that there is like a light at the end of the dark tunnel. And so I am so grateful for SOS because I know so many people. I mean, I feel like everyone has gone through different things like that. I mean, including myself, we've all had like our hard days and our hard times and stuff like that. And so knowing that this foundation is here has been such like an eye-opening moment because, I mean, there's not many things like this, as well as it's a peer-to-peer foundation. So that means basically like if you're a young student in high school and you may not want to talk to somebody who is older, or you may not be comfortable sharing with those, with people who are don't have the same like-minded response, is like type of thing, you can talk to somebody who's like you. And so I feel like that's so awesome about SOS is that we are, I believe, like the first, not even I believe, we are the first peer-to-peer foundation. And so it is incredible. And we do amazing things. Like we have different auctions and you can donate to our website and we pay for people's therapy sessions if they can't afford it. And through the SOS Foundation, we are planning a tour, which is, it was supposed to happen this year, but due to COVID, everything had to kind of change, so it's going to be happening next year, as long as conditions allow for it. And basically, we go to each state in the capital, as well as like one popular city, and we're performing at different high schools, and we get to basically have the artists that are amongst the ambassadors of the SOS Foundation, and we all get to sing a few songs, as well as tell our stories, and we encourage those who have similar stories or have something that they want to share to come up and kind of speak and let everyone know their story, so just so everyone knows that they aren't alone during these crazy times. I know people have definitely been in a different mindset that they have maybe not usually been before. And so I know for me, like, performing is my outlet, so I've had to switch my outlet, and that's writing now. But I know for others it can be going and being out with your friends, like having that distraction type of thing. And with COVID and things like that, everything had to switch. And so luckily we have FaceTime and like phones and things like that and text messages, so we can still communicate with others, but at the same time it's still not the same thing. And so we want to help people as much as we can and let them know that they have a story and they have a voice. I feel like I'm saying the same thing, but it's such a powerful foundation that I feel like it needs to be said.
Were you ever bullied?
I will say that I had my little fair share of like moments throughout high school. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
But I feel like it's all just how you respond to it. I mean, as well as like having criticism from like being in front of like millions of people on TV, you're going to get people that love you, and then you're going to get people that dislike you or they have something to say. And it's just all kind of how you take it and how you use that either to your advantage or let it bring you down. I mean, I know my thing is I never wanted to let it bring me down. I wanted to use it as like motivation to be like, oh, somebody said this about me, or like I'm going to do everything I can to like prove that like this is who I am. Or like, but also at the same time, you want to take those and realize that those people should not affect you, because you should be very confident in yourself, and that's a hard place to get to, but everyone can get there.
So Presley, this SOS tour that you're talking about, it's going to be a group of you, 10, 12 people or so, and you're going to go to these different high schools and perform, and then you're going to open it up for questions, a Q&A time, that if they want to come in and talk to you about what their issues are or just want to hear what you have to say. Is that correct?
That would be 100% correct.
I'm looking at a photograph right now of you. Since it's radio, obviously everybody can't see it, but you're on this platform and there's thousands and thousands of people. I'm not sure where this is taken from, but are you familiar with this particular photograph? It's in your media kit.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there is people as far as the eye can see, and you're standing up there on the stage all by yourself. Where was this taken, and weren't you terrified?
This was actually in my hometown. They do this amazing concert called Boots in the Park, and I got to sing before Tyler Rich, which is a phenomenal country artist, and national anthem, and getting to represent our country, I guess, in that sense. And really, I don't know, it was just like such a liberating feeling, especially from like my hometown. That was right after, or during The Voice, actually.
Yeah.
And so having all the support of everybody, like knowing, because my hometown is so small, but everyone knows everybody and they're all so supportive. And so it was so nice to have like that feeling of like everyone's kind of backing me.
And your mom is probably sitting backstage going, that's my girl.
Oh, yeah. And my dad and my brothers and my family and my cousin and everything.
It's an incredible photograph.
It's such a nice feeling.
Oh,
that's an incredible. I will say, though, it is a little nerve-wracking going in front of, like, people that, like, you know, or, like, you're going to be seeing from, like, different times of life, like, from your hometown. It's a little more nerve-wracking than going somewhere else that, like, you've never been before.
How many people were there? I mean, it's look at this photograph. It's just thousands and thousands of people.
I don't even know. There was a bunch, though. Because, I mean, even in that photograph, it goes way back and, like, to the right and everything.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at it. It's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now we got to go for the unpleasant stuff. Okay, you ready for this? Because now you've upset me on something here, and I got to bring it up.
All right.
You ready?
Yep.
All right. You sang the national anthem for the Seattle Seahawks. As a Denver Bronco fan, that kind of irritated me a little bit. You know? Obviously, you sang it at the Safeco Field up there, whatever they call it up there, or Seahawks Stadium, whatever it is. How'd that come about?
I will say that during COVID, everything had to kind of switch, so we had to film everything. But they asked me to sing it, and I was definitely honored.
That's also a tough song to do, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's so many people, like, looking up to that song and, like, making sure you don't, like, mess it up or anything. So there's definitely a lot of pressure on that one, and I 100% want to do it justice.
Oh, sure. And, of course, you know, that stadium is a stadium that is always full, and so you're singing the national anthem before thousands and thousands of folks. That had to be intimidating, wasn't it?
I will say this one was a little different because of COVID, and so I had to pre-film it, and I filmed it in my hometown, and then we just had to send it in. But I am supposed to be going out there next year once everything's kind of open, and singing in front of everybody.
So you didn't have to go actually to the stadium and do the song then?
Mm-mm. They were. I was supposed to go out there.
Now I don't feel as bad. Now I don't dislike you as much.
All right.
Now, if we can get you out to Mile High Stadium and sing for the Broncos, then we'll be doing okay.
Hey, that would be awesome.
All right, what is Country Fest?
Country Fest is a giant, it's like a festival, but like a one-day festival, and it just has so many different artists that perform. And so that one, I believe, was in Huntington Beach, if I'm correct. And I got to open up and perform and share the same stage as Jake Owens and Chase Rice and Tim McGraw and so many different others, but those were just a few to name. And so it was like the most incredible feeling. I mean, that had so many people there. I think that was the most I've ever sang in front of, like, live.
We're gonna listen to my favorite song right now. It's Hallelujah. So I'm gonna shut up and let you do it. Okay,
sounds good.
Here we go.
I heard there was this baby boy who's come to earth to bring us joy. I just wanna sing this song. Yeah.
Hey, this is Terry Saul, Saltissimo. You know, when it comes time to move into a new home, it's time to consider Don Lule Homes. The Lule difference is simply setting the bar for quality service in Salem. Find out today about custom-built new home. Don Lule Homes offers open floor plans, quality craftsmanship, and over 50 years of excellent experience in new construction. Beautiful homes are coming soon. Call today and ask for Erica at 503-428-6992. Don Lule Homes.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM. Brought to you today by the Lule Group.
We're back in 5, 4, Q-Terry. 2, 1, you're on.
You're listening to The Terry Saul Show on KSLM AM and FM, brought to you today by the Lule Group.
We are back with our final few minutes. Today's guest has been Presley Tennant. She is 18 years old. She's a performer, and she's got, as you heard just in that last little bit there, she's got one hell of a voice there. When you go out on stage and you have to perform, you have a set list of what you do. How do you know if you're hitting it? How do you know? Is it because of the way the audience is reacting to you? Are you looking off to the side to see if mom's giving you the thumbs up, or if your manager Paul is giving you the thumbs up? And we also know that she can get really technical on you there. How is it that you know you're hitting it?
I will say it's kind of like a mixture between the audience reaction, as well as just like that feeling that you have inside, like when a certain moment in a song kind of happens, and then you and like all like the bandmates and everything kind of look at each other and you're like, that was it. Like, that was the coolest moment ever. That's why you
like, we hit it. We got it.
Oh yeah. It's like, I don't know. It's just like that moment is like that. This is right. Like, you just nailed that type of thing.
Do you have a band that you work with?
I mean, I have different like musicians that I work with out here in my hometown. So one of them I went to school with, and he's an incredible prodigy. He's like 16 years old, and he's incredible. And then there's a few others.
16 years old?
He's
I got
incredible.
Dirty socks older than that. Good Lord.
I mean, I remember the one time he was like, can we please do Pride and Joy by Stevie Ray Vaughan? I listened to that song, and I was like, you can play this? And he was like, oh yeah. And then he pulled it out and just started playing it, and I was like, geez.
Wow. Nice. Your manager is the same one that gets me, that does a lot of my booking on my comedy stuff there. She's a no thrills. I mean, she tells it like it is. Do you like it like that, or do you want somebody? I mean, you don't want to be surrounded by a bunch of, you know, yes, ma'am, you did right. You had everything perfect. Paula will tell you, nah, you sucked on that song.
And I appreciate that so much. The sugarcoating, kind of anything like that. My thing is, like, just give it to me straight. Rip off the bandage.
I remember doing one of my comedy sets there, and I walked off the stage there, and she was standing there. I go, man, Paula, they were laughing. We got them. And she looked at me, she says, no, you didn't. Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry I said so. She's a character there, but no, it's good to have that, though. It's good to have it.
Yeah.
So when are you going to be coming up here to Oregon and performing up here in Oregon?
Hopefully once everything is settled down.
Is the tour scheduled to come? It's scheduled to go through all 50 states, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's going to be a long tour doing it that way. You're going to be out on the road for several months.
Oh, yeah. But we're supposed to be breaking, basically different teams throughout the ambassadors, and so we all have, like, a different leg of each tour. And so it'll spread out the load a little evenly. And a little easier for all of us, because most of us are under the age of 18.
Sure.
And so it's a little different with having to do tour and then school and things like that. So
right.
Kind of making do.
Are you done with school now?
I am. I just graduated this year.
Yeah. Congratulations there. Now you're ready to just, are you going to go on to do some college, or you think, or are you going to put it on hold for a little bit?
I'm taking a gap year right now just to kind of get everything done. And even with COVID, I have been told that that's probably like the right decision right now, because of you're not able to get like the actual like going into class and like moving into the dorm type of experience.
Sure.
Just kind of taking a gap year right now and then reassessing where I want to be next year.
Uncle Terry here. I need to ask you, is there anyone special in your life?
Oh, there is.
Uh-huh. I want names. Uncle Terry's going to check this guy out. I want names.
He's awesome. His name is Jared. I wrote a song about him, and I actually just released it a little bit ago.
Yeah.
And it's called Temporary, and it was like before. Basically, it's about...
Wait a minute. Is Jared temporary, or is he... You going to be around for a while?
He's going to be around for a while. But
uh-huh.
I wrote the song before I knew he was going to be around for
when
a
we
while.
Get off the air, I want Jared's phone number. Uncle Terry is going to be calling him.
So sounds good.
Yeah. So this new song that you have, Temporary, tell me about it.
So basically, I mean, I wrote the song earlier this year, and that was with Kent Wells and Liz Ann Hill. And they are phenomenal. And it's basically about finding somebody. I mean, all throughout high school, I never really talked to anybody. I didn't really want, like, a relationship type of thing because I was so focused on my music. But as soon as, like, COVID hit and everything was kind of, like, put on a back burner of, like, we had to wait because I was no longer that busy anymore. And I was out of school and things like that. I was like, you know what? Like, I will let myself, like, hang out with someone. I hung out with him and caught feelings very fast. But I knew that he was going away to school. And so I was like, well, at the end of summer, like, that's it. I'll see you later, I guess. And so I thought it was just going to end there. But so I wrote the song called Temporary, basically saying that, like, even though that this is temporary, I wouldn't change anything that, like, him and I had because I was having such a great time with him. And then right before he left for school, he asked me to be his girlfriend. And now we're long distance, but he's back home now.
Where did he go to school?
He goes to school at U of A, University of Arizona. Not too far.
Yeah, but it's hot there.
Oh, yeah.
And mom and dad approve of Jeremy?
Jared.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it said Jeremy.
Oh, you're good. You're good.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez, I was going to go beat up the wrong guy.
No, they absolutely love him. He's awesome.
Well, you just tell them that Uncle Terry's watching him.
I will.
Okay. Now, you have a website?
I do.
What is it?
That is PresleyTennant.com. So PresleyTennant.
Stayed up all night thinking that one, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Took a while.
Yeah. Do you answer your emails?
I do. I have, like, a little, like, contact sheet, I guess. And all the emails go to me, which is really awesome because it's like everyone who's kind of supported me has sent in a few things and, like, shared nice words. And so it's really nice to kind of, like, have, like, that message between myself and someone else.
When you go on this tour and you're going to have a few minutes to talk, what are you going to say to the high school kids that are there to hear you? What's your message?
My whole thing is that obviously I was in high school, but I was also in the public eye. And high school is kind of like a beast on its own because kids may not be the nicest and things like that. Reflects on how you respond to a person and how you hold yourself, like, accountable for certain things, I guess, how much respect you have for yourself. And so I want to let others know that you don't have to listen to what everyone says, because just because someone is doing something because it looks cool or they think they're cool, if you aren't comfortable with anything, you don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like that's the number one message of, like, high school, because I see so many people, especially, like, my friends, who get sucked into things that they may not want to be doing, and, like, whether that's, like, drinking or smoking or things like that. I just want to let them know that they don't have to do those things in order to be cool or to be looked at a certain way.
Do you ever have people, young people, send you emails and say, hey, you know what, Presley, I'm going through this bullying or this whatever it is right now. What do I do? How do I get out of it? Do you get emails like that?
I do, actually, and I have one girl who I've actually become very close with. She followed me after The Voice, and so she was so sweet, and so I followed her back, and then we ended up adding each other on Snapchat because she wanted someone to talk to, and I was like, oh my god, yeah, like, I want to talk to you, like, that'd be awesome. And she was so sweet, and we talk about different things that are happening in her life, and so I want to let her know, like, everything is, like, reassuring her that, like, everything is going to be okay type of thing.
Sure, sure.
She can always talk to me, and that anything that she tells me does not go anywhere type of thing. I'm so grateful that she feels comfortable to reach out to me and to let me know these things.
We are just about out of time here. Would you do me a favor? Would you come back and join us again sometime? I'd love to chat with you. I got 1,000 more questions I could ask you here. Tell Jared that I've got his phone number now, so I'll be talking to him, and I'll keep an eye on him. But we want to end this with one of your songs. This is How Great Thou Art. Presley, thank you very much. Be safe out there, and we'll talk real soon.
Thank you so much.
Stars, I hear the rolling thunder.
You've been listening to The Terry Saul Show on Salem's original radio station, 104.3 FM and 1220 AM KSLM. Today's show is brought to you by the Lule Group, featuring Lule's Car Connection, Don Lule Homes, and Teresa Lule's State Farm Insurance. That's a wrap. Thanks, everybody. Good show.
Bye, everybody.